Good morning, Canada. You're listening to No Pants, No Secrets, Glorious Bastards with Acacia W. Mason, Adasco, a.k.a. Adasco Stewart, and Fran Valentine, your host for today. It's good to be back.
We're back in black, baby.
Nice. Nice.
Da-da-damp. Da-da-damp.
Don't sing, for crying out loud. Don't sing.
I'll do what I want.
We want our listeners to get past the 5-minute mark.
Well, I can do that Johnny Cash rendition I did last time.
the Ring of Fire.
Yes.
Speaking of Ring of Fire, that presidential election was a Ring of Fire.
Yeah, it was love, definitely, between Fram and Chucky.
Love is in the air.
No, it's love is a fiery thing.
Well,
I have... Okay. It was lovely, really, to see that there were no political battles again, which means that we have 3 months of clean politics, which is just astounding. I didn't suspect this to last for so long. However, Fram, I'm very sorry you lost, man.
It wasn't that clean.
Oh, shut up. I'm trying to make an utopia here. In the,
But are the elections as fun if we don't have a controversy? I think it was a lot of fun when there's always something to kind of, play around with.
Well, there's always O'Kagan.
Yes. And he wasn't in this election. So maybe that's why it wasn't as fun.
Yeah, but Pluxton was there. The plug was there.
And guess what? After that, Pluxton came back to life.
Yes, we revived him.
Somebody applied those shocking paddles to him and shocked him back to life.
Yeah, I think that was JB in chaos.
JB is next on the agenda. Let's
okay, not, okay. Let's presidential elections. Chucky won. So Fram, what is your opinion on all this? I mean, you lost. I'm also butthurt because I would have been your VP, and Akisha is butthurt because he would have been your some other whipping post.
I missed my opportunity to do some good indirect whipping. That's my problem.
Akisha, you would have done a direct whipping.
Oh, see now I would.
I'm always the one who does indirect whipping.
I missed my opportunity to whip several lead Canadians. This would have been quite enjoyable for me.
Yes. Well, we all missed a certain opportunity. I lost my cabinet spot. I don't know if any of you lost your spots or anything. But I guess I have more time for No Pants, No Secrets now. Yeah. And I can do it without fear. However, now Salty Dog is there. So we can talk freely about hating Chucky Norris for winning with us without him whining for us being biased.
This is true. Although, interestingly, when we talk about the presidential elections, I think no matter who won or lost this election, and obviously Chucky Norris won it, it was going to be a win for Canada because we had two great, great, competent people running, which is a nice change of pace.
My hat goes up to Chucky.
I think Chucky won because he can do that roundhouse kick much better than Fram. I mean, imagine a fucking polar bear doing a rap kick. It just doesn't do it.
Yeah.
Actually, I think Chucky won because he can say bonjour more sexier than me.
I can say bonjour. if I was really Polish, I'd probably read it like that if I didn't know it's French.
If I was running, I would simply say, "Voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir?"
That sexy synthesizer always works.
And then somewhere, Fox Blutch just fainted.
Yes, exactly. Well. Chucky won. I haven't observed his activity lately because I'm just simply overwhelmed with schoolwork. However, I got a good score on my individual oral presentation or whatever that is. So
imagine that, Adasco having time for school.
Imagine that, Adasco having time for oral.
Well, I'm pretending to have a life, right? I'm really trying to have a life.
if we're going to talk about presidential elections and we're going to talk if we're going to talk about Chuckie Norris winning, I think it's only prudent that we bring up the whole grain scandal. Do we want to touch on that for a second?
On what?
The grain scandal. Jacoby's proposal to kill the grain industry.
Jacoby. I love Jacoby, but come on. You cannot go about killing any industry without really proven information, and we have none from the admins. So
you can't go kill an industry by simply cutting its head off. I mean, come on, people have invested money in that.
People have works in that.
Yes, you owe them the time to reconsider to redistribute their money, to find new jobs, etc. You can't just kill it in an instant.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think we're trying to do this on a hunch about V2, a hunch that is not entirely confirmed, which is totally bad, and Fram has 20 gold on it, so...
Yeah, I actually made a bet with Jacoby that he said that all the companies will be closed, will be wiped out in when V2 launches. And I said that they won't. Some of them will survive. And we have a 20 gold bet on that. Let's see how that turns out. Now I have two reasons to wait for V2.
Yeah, you'll get your 20 gold, I guess, or you'll lose 20 gold. So I'm not sure if you're waiting for that.
I just don't know. I can support cutting off an entire industry like that without. I mean, and you're right. Right now, it's all speculation, right? I mean, we're hearing little bits and pieces about V2, but until it happens, I think it's very dangerous to cut off an entire industry of workers and company owners, et cetera, on a hunch.
Especially considering that. Grain is one of the few land industries that will survive the step to V2.
Yes, and I do not agree with Jacoby on this. I'm sorry, man. I love you, but maybe you should go back to being Admiral of the Fifth Fleet right now. Well, I'm serious. I think that every month or two after he stops being president, Jacoby just comes up with a wild idea or a serious idea that is connected to William Duncan or any other incumbent president and makes a real big fuss out of it. I mean, anything that Jacoby says in Canada starts being a big fuss. Now, if Octavian said that, everybody would laugh at him and ignore him.
Yeah.
But it's Jacoby.
Speaking of Octavian, I know Adesco wanted to talk a bit more about him. And he's a protected OP that
yes, he's
got
an op on IRC, which I totally do not get. I mean, dear Iron Man, one run man if I was Crowded House here. I don't know if you guys listen to that podcast.
I do. And you know what? Let's talk about Octavian. He was on our agenda anyway, so let's tackle that while we've brought him up now. Interesting that he does have op, and I think the argument was, though, because he kept getting kicked and banned by people for no real good reason, the thought process was, give him off so that can't happen.
The people who kicked and banned him should be punished, not whole ECAN SP for a guy. Well, as I said, it's like giving a monkey a blade to defend itself.
Yes.
I mean, maybe it will defend itself with it. On the other hand, it can just go kill another monkey.
Did anybody else know that Octavian is Romanian?
Yes,
I did.
I did not know that.
Yeah, another reason to despise Romanians, Fram? What? Another reason to despise Romanians, Fram?
Why despise them? Just because we have Octavian?
Well, you also have a weird polar bear avatar.
Yes, I see your point.
My only point was I was hoping that maybe Fram could find a way to do something to him, you know, say something to him. And, you know.
I think I'm the only person that can swear at him in two languages.
You see, this is just it. I can't do that.
Well, I could swear at him in Polish, but I don't think he would get it.
And that's the only problem. I could swear at him in a number of languages, but I mean, I want to make sure he understands. It isn't, but you're right. It is interesting.
Maybe we should have a little school of Octavian insulting in Romanian from Fram here right now. Fram, what's fuck you little pussy in Romanian?
No. Pass.
I just want to congratulate both of you. We've officially now crossed into the explicit rating in Podomatic. Congratulations, gentlemen. I now have to label this as an explicit podcast.
Thank you, sir. I really thank you.
I really think that No Pants, No Secrets without the explicit mark is a total...
It's not No Pants, No Secrets. It's Pants and Secrets.
That's right. Pants with no secrets.
But I know, just one word, Bram, fuck you. What would that be?
You're asking me? Go. Let's just get Octavian online. And me and him can swear at each other for...
This
will probably, I don't know, fuck the Romanian.
No. Not. No.
Well, you know, but I think Octavian knows English better than Romanian, unfortunately, so he'll probably try to switch to English in his vulgarism. I know more vulgarism in Polish because our language is much more vulgar, actually. We have, like, 30 synonyms to the word fuck.
I want to openly challenge Octavian F. to come here and join this panel. I have asked numerous times for an opportunity to Skype with him. Whether it be for ECBC Radio 1 or any other podcasting media. So I want to openly challenge him right now to come to this panel and sit down with us and let us...
Without any pants and without any secrets.
That's right. Drop the pants, no secrets, let's go.
Dropping your pants and throwing the glove to Octavian, that's just nice.
Yeah, but I'd watch out with inviting Craig Norman here because if he dropped his pants, that would be weird.
No, but I want Octavian to join us. I've asked him numerous times, and he keeps telling me, "Oh, I should do it." And I keep saying, "What's stopping? Why do you not come and do it?" And
Octavian, you're on our radar. We challenge you to come here and confront us.
Absolutely. So there we go.
Our game.
We
want 300 Octavian scalps.
Yes.
No, not yet. Each and every man.
I want him on here. J.B. DeVinis just wrapped up a term as Prime Minister.
And he was mainly criticized by Octavian. Nobody else had anything against him except for Octavian.
It's interesting that I interviewed DeVinis on ECBC Radio 1. And the one thing, though, he did admit was a mistake. And I give him credit because it takes a pretty big person to admit this type of mistake. But he admits that running for the chaos party presidency while prime minister was a mistake.
Well, I don't think it was such a big a mistake. I mean, it showed that the game should be primarily fun and our role-playing should not cross the boundaries between fun and serious business. I mean, people at 4chan laugh at people like us who think internet is serious business, bitch. I don't think it's a good idea. Well, whereas I understand where the critique of such actions comes from, I believe that he hasn't made a mistake. It wasn't an error; it was just a controversial decision.
I think he did a pretty good job as prime minister. Some of the decisions, I didn't necessarily like, although I'd have to support them. I mean, certainly the whole signing a peace treaty with the UK, I didn't like it, but I certainly understand the logic behind it.
Well, that was Eden. I mean, I don't think he had much to say here.
But let's not forget, he is the assistant supreme commander in Eden. So,
at the time of signing that peace treaty, he wasn't there. I mean, he started just after that, I think.
No, he was there. I think he was there.
Yeah.
He was there during the French treaty. When we had to indirectly whip Sarah D.
It doesn't work like that. It doesn't matter your supreme commander or anything. When your allies start to back down from the fight and say, we don't want war anymore, we want peace, you can stay and you can hold your ground.
I think that whereas it wasn't his mistake during this term, we made one big mistake as a country. And that mistake was messing in with the whole Poland-France peace talks. Because it cost me and Fram some nerves, and it was really not a pleasant experience. I don't know about Fram, but I remember I was really annoyed with what happened there. I don't know if Acacia knows about that. Maybe we should tell everyone what happened.
Mistakes happen, and I don't think we should tell them.
Well, basically, it was something connected with the Polish Ministry of Foreign Affairs and also our Ministry of Foreign Affairs. So, but there was a lot of indirect whipping and stuff like that.
Yeah. A word to Sarah. You did a great job. And,
yeah, of course. But I think we shouldn't have got messed up into that whole situation in the first place. I think we should have chosen a Seoul nation, perhaps, to mediate this peace treaty. Because an Eden nation mediating a peace treaty between, well, theoretical enemies and her allies is always risky for us as a country.
As an Eden member, first of all.
As an Eden member Well, I remember the Polish MOFA, and well, the Polish Minister of Foreign Affairs just swearing at me for what was going on during these negotiations.
In Polish?
In Polish, yeah, of course. he wasn't swearing at me, but he was swearing to me. And he was really not in a good mood because the Poles obviously felt that they should not give France the regions because, well, they conquered them fair and square. And I understand that point of view. I believe if they're in a similar situation, they would like the regions back. And well, both moments clashed in this fight, and this created a bit of a problem. But it's over now, and we have a peace treaty with France. Well, Eden has, and Poland and Spain have explicitly. So I think that was good.
Do you think JB Devinis had a more challenging term than some of our prior prime ministers?
Every term as a country president is tough because you set your personal life aside. It's a full-time job. You don't have time to go out in the city and go out with your girlfriend or something like that.
Go out, drink.
Exactly.
You have to drink beer at home alone.
He was online almost all of the day, from school, from home, from everything.
But on the other hand, I must say that comparing to some of the terms we have witnessed, I think that comparing to what Jacoby had to go through during the invasion of Canada, well, JB had a pretty quiet. I mean, we didn't have any really serious events, except for that little Eden crisis, which really put him up to a test that he passed in flying colors.
It was a calm month, and
it was a calm month. But JB dealt with the calm with action. He didn't just sit down and do nothing.
Yes, I mean, he dealt very well with.
He did a nice cabinet reform. I mean, I hope that Chucky really uses all the assets that JB has given him.
And this is an inside info. At some point, the government was able to run itself. It didn't need Jacob. It didn't need someone like Jacoby, like William Duncan or like JB. It could run by itself.
Yeah, I mean, me and Fram had to deal with a hard situation in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. JB came back and just said, good job, guys. That was basically how it worked. Everybody had their duties, and we just done our duties.
He struck me as somebody who is probably one of the most organized prime ministers we've had in a while.
Yes, yeah, indeed. I mean, everything was really organized, and I cannot say that I can criticize anything about that term, honestly.
So it'll be interesting to see what Chucky does with that.
Yeah, I hope Chucky continues this trend.
Interesting. King Bona. King Amadeus.
Okay, I'm gonna do it in Polish. Banach is how you pronounce it.
Banach.
Yes, it means pach at the end. Well, you know, his grandfather even has a square named after him in Poland.
Really?
In Warsaw, yeah.
It's a nobility.
Well, he was a mathematician.
Who was?
Van Eyck's grandfather.
Okay.
So just saying. So, you know, Polish.
So the proper, because when I first saw the, I must have been, when I first got here and I first saw his name, I kept thinking it was Banach. But then he said, no, it's Bana.
And it's Bana.
Okay. Thank you. Because I can't say it to save my life.
And just for the record, Zblewski. Okay, not Zblewski. Zblewski.
Zblewski.
Zblewski. Oh, so it's not Zblewski.
No.
Oh, it's... and for the record, na Milosu.
Na Milosu, okay.
Milosu, no Milosu.
Okay, that was a bit of a Hungarian influence, I think. That would sound totally Hungarian. Oh shit! I just that was a faux pas, wasn't it?
So we're now creating more flowery social titles for ourselves, and I like the idea that of course TFD in classic TFD fashion jumps in and says, "Well, hell, why have just one useless governing body when you can have two? Let's create a Senate and a House of Lords." And that's a good point, because if you factor in Congress, which, and I can say this because I have served in Congress, which at times is a useless governing body itself.
Oh, you know, you have to click those votes.
Right. Yeah, click the button. Should we transfer money to the country accounts? Click the button. Let's change the welcoming message. Click the button.
Click the debate area. Oh, shit. Lemon party. I'm going to kill Max.
Look at that. There's a bunch of naked women. This is the debate area.
Or a bunch of naked old guys.
Then we have the Supreme Court.
Oh, my God. Well, don't even.
The Supreme Court is actually pretty useful when it comes to our role-playing side. I mean, it does the job when it comes to separating powers.
So
whenever there's a controversy, we need that court.
So we have, but we have King Amadeus, and the whole argument is that King Amadeus should be responsible for all of the major country awards that are handed out. Should handle or visit or be a part of foreign affairs events. Essentially becoming a figurehead. It's an interesting role playing title, and I like the fact though that there is an out clause, and that if whatever the hell it was, half of or majority of Congress decides that it's time to evict his ass off of the throne, he can be evicted and he cannot appoint a successor. It's up to the Prime Minister.
Well, surely it would be fun, and I think it...
The fun part is that Tom Hagen was our first king.
Well, he was a Prussian king. I'm not sure with Prussia.
No, he was a Canadian king. He was the first crowned king of Canada.
Well, it depends on the historian.
Irregardless.
As I remember, he renounced the throne, and the throne went to Dominic.
So, who created the Royal Feudalist Party, which later turned into the DAL?
Hello?
So now here, I'm sorry, Fran, for this, but DAL started as a joke.
Well, it doesn't matter.
Which it still is.
Easy now. Easy now. You're surrounded by DAL people.
I mean, wait, you're CPF. Or
Dall.
No, no, I'm Dall.
I converted him.
I drank the Kool-Aid.
Are you serious? Join another party.
I left the CPF. I'm now with the DAL.
And tell him, Akisha, isn't Dahl the most awesome party you ever met?
It is the most awesome party I have ever been affiliated with.
I think it was it's the most dead party you're affiliated with, too.
I am in love with the Magic Pony.
Yeah, that Magic Pony is the thing that kept me in there for a month.
So if we're going to have King, and by the way, I'm the self-proclaimed King of Spades. I made that decision when I created the royal family.
Okay, then I want to be the Duke of Alberta, British Columbia, Yukon, and Northwest Territory.
No. I take Alberta. I'm the only protector of Alberta.
No.
Only if it's Edmonton, Alberta.
What?
Only if it's Edmonton, though, right?
Yes, only if it's Edmonton. If it's Calgary, you take it from me. I don't care. Alberta, that's not Edmonton.
So now we have King Amadeus. But how is this, but honestly, how is this any different from the proposal to have a governor general that Jacobi threw out there? How is that any different now that we have this, everybody supports this concept of having a king
because
on the dais.
Sounds
one word, wolves.
Okay. Okay, I mean,
the governor general was a serious attempt by Jacoby to stop his desire for power. It's probably like 5 foot tall because he has some real problems with power. I mean, he's a bit like Napoleon, honestly. this stuff, and he admitted, at least to me in that interview, that he actually wants to limit himself, and that governor general position would give him that chance to limit his desires.
So then I think we need to have Queen Scorpius.
No, that would be Princess.
Princess Scorpius.
That's Barbie. He's a queen.
Hey, it's not fair. I'm here against two DL members. I'm screwed. I'm probably the most anti-DL person in Canada.
You know what that horn on the unicorn's for, right?
Yeah, for killing people like me, I know.
just bend over. We got a use for it.
Not just killing, I guess. That is explicit.
So
we just want a king for a good joke, and I think we should do good jokes. It really loosens up the game. I mean, the RFP did that at one point in Ikenini history. Now we should come back to the lulz, because at one point I think we started treating the game too seriously, and then we've heard all the flaming. You know, William Duncan and Jacoby got started arguing in the real world because of what Jacoby did in the Republic. So,
well, you know, let the Master Mason man step in and deal with William Duncan. I actually haven't seen William Duncan in ages, but that's another matter. I'm all right with the fact that we can do this for a big joke, and thus the whole point of my article was to totally satire the fact that the fact that we were going to have a king. So I thought, all right, well, let's just create an entire royal family, and thus I say we should either have Queen or Princess Scorpius, and you know, I'm sure he'll say something to me after that.
I think we should also have a Duke Augustus Baldwin.
I think we should include Carsten Skerries.
I agree.
Royal family.
Yeah, the royal painter.
Yes.
The royal painter.
He could, because I've already named J.B. Davinis as the court jester.
Carsten, hello. We mentioned your name again.
That's right.
Again, we cannot deal without mentioning your name.
That's another guy that I got to get on this program at some point, just to make him say this one time at band camp, and I say it all the time, but I'm going to get him on here. Anyway, good point, though. And, it's funny. I find it quite amusing, and I would be very curious where this King Amadeus thing is coming from. I'd like to know more about that.
I guess Banach felt that he should do something finally, and he came back after we force fed him for 2 months, and he always comes back with a boom.
And this is my point. He releases one article to say, "Hey, I'm back." Second article, by the way, I'm the king.
He's the king. He's the king of comebacks, and he's the king of getting bad articles voted up.
Yes.
I mean, I remember total trolling articles getting voted into the top 5 just because it was Bama.
You know, he changed the name of his newspaper, too, to the Royal Guardian.
Shit.
Really?
Yep. It's no longer the Ottawa Guardian 2. It's the Royal Guardian.
Well, Fram was the guy who forced him to change the name of the Ottawa Guardian 1 from Ottawa Guardian 2. Bastard.
I actually changed the name of the newspaper.
Yeah, but first you left it on as the Ottawa Guardian for what, 1 month?
What?
Left the name the Ottawa Guardian for what, 1 month? And then you changed it.
He was inactive
at
that time.
He was dead. You were never inactive. Don't lie.
He was, not me. Him.
Okay, so you used the name of the newspaper.
Yeah, I stole a newspaper from a dead guy. Sue me.
You bastard.
No secrets, apparently. It's
No pants, no secrets.
Okay, talking about no pants, the PP elections.
Yes, the PP elections.
Hello, Dal. I'm running. Vote me.
I'm not running for the CSD. I had enough of losing to Mossett.
I'm sure the CSD is so much relieved that they hear you are not running again.
Well, I failed on my presidential term, and I'm not going to do it again. I'm not the party guy.
I just want to announce that I am not running for party president of the Canadian Progressive Front.
That's cool. You know why you won your last term as party president of...
Although, if we're going to talk about party presidency elections, I'd like to start with the CPF.
Okay, go ahead.
And the only reason I say that is because I heard a rumor that Wilhelm Günther
is running
for party president.
I heard that.
Wilhelm is cool, except for being inactive during his term as Mr.
I heard that it's between Wilhelm and Addy.
Addy Lawrence may run, and I think Pimp Dollars may run again as well.
Oh, he didn't run last time. You forced him to.
No, I forced it. No.
Forced it on an inactive, a two-clicking giant.
Yes, I forced the presidency onto an inactive two-clicking Australian. Okay, I did not force it onto Pimp Dollars. That was the fault of the two-clicking Australian. So, if you're going to blame me for something, let's make sure we have it right, because I did not force Pimp Dollars into that role. Somebody else did.
Yeah, you just passed the stick.
I did. I got tired of being beaten with it, so I thought I'd give it to someone else. I blame JB DeVinis for my failures.
It's all your fault, JB.
It's all his fault. I was doing fine. I was doing absolutely fine. I had restructured the Privy Council. I'd put together new roles, blah, 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 you know.
Yeah, that's suddenly, there comes JB DeVinis, runs away to chaos and wants forum access.
Yeah. But, you know, when I look at the names, when I think Addy Lawrence or Wilhelm Günther, if those two truly are running, I think the party will be in good hands, that's for sure. And I take nothing.
You can actually see them on the show candidate list of the Canadian Progressive Front, along with the third guy, Andrew something.
Oh yeah, there's always some two clicker who puts his name out there for reasons that nobody else understands. That nobody.
Well, you know, we all. You know, I
most
have
most of them miss the Congress button.
I have the condition of most two clickers that do that. It's called, I want to lose two gold.
Yes. Absolutely. Who's running for party presidency in your party, Dashman?
Well, I don't care because I know Nosit is, and I think that's enough.
Okay, so
zero candidates.
Probably Nosit is going to run in the last moment.
And nobody will run against him because it's, you know, he's good at what he does, so why change it, right?
Yeah,
Nosit is awesome. I mean, Hugh.
What?
Hugh.
What?
Hugh.
The Union National.
You know,
no candidates.
You know what? I'm just gonna drop the bomb now. I don't really give a fuck.
I'm running for the party presidency of the Union National.
With your slogan being "Voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir?"
Yeah, voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir?
That yeah, you'll totally right. Rock with that.
Absolutely, and I will say it with my nice sexy voice.
Well, you know, we might turn it off one day.
Do it slow. Do it very slowly.
$10 question. Who is running in the CPP for party president?
Chuckie Norris. No, just kidding.
No.
No. Oops. Our mistake. Let's see.
Jeff Lav.
Republic.
Jeff Lav is running? Jeff
Lav. Yeah. Oh, Jeff Lav. I love Jeff Lav.
He's great.
I mean, there's only one guy who writes similar. Caesar. I mean, when talking about Jeff Lav, I think both of you heard my last podcast about that Polish moron.
Yeah, I heard it.
This guy called Owner. Well, he owned me. I almost died laughing. Well, when a guy writes in a platform that he is going to... Well, he wrote one sensible section about experienced government ministers, I get that. But later he started writing bullshit. I mean, he said something about black coats being his baby booming army. It sounds a bit like Hitler.
I mean,
but
if Poland needs another baby boom, I am quitting the republic. What do they need? 50% of the total population in a republic?
And, well, and that guy also did one thing. He said that Poland should conquer three regions, all high iron, high diamond, and high oil regions, or high wood, whatever. He wants to conquer all high regions in the world.
Now, that's interesting because Canada has a lot of high regions.
Mm-hmm. Well, except for allied regions, of course, but
nothing.
This guy answered in a debate to the question, how should the Polish foreign policy look like, and how should Polish foreign policy in Eden look like, with one word, aggressive.
I don't know if he's a madman or a brilliant politician.
I don't. Well, he wrote in his platform that he's 23 and a student at Krakow University. I can't believe that is true.
Maybe he just ran for the lulz.
Well, I sure hope so, because otherwise it would prove how stupid polls are, because he got 900 votes.
Is Citizen B running for the DAL party presidency?
No. Right.
Please
now,
tell me.
It's me, Artorio Sperrim, and Lan McNeese.
Sorry, who's going to be running?
Shit. From me, Nami Loso.
Beautiful.
Artorio Sperrim and Lan McNeese.
And Salama Yasina.
What?
Well, we have two clickers, Salama Yasina and William Hamilton.
Yes, the usual two clickers. Presenting the DAL more because we are better.
Well, you know, Polish parties have 8 candidates, sometimes 9.
That's a pretty good field for the DAL. That's going to be a... Well, I mean, there's 3 very high-profile individuals, right?
Well, and finally, it won't be Citizen B. I got bored of that guy.
You mean 2 high-profile citizens?
I was being kind.
Sorry, Fran. We know that it's only Art and Lan, but we are trying to be nice too.
Everybody picks on poor Artorio Sperrim. I don't know this guy it's a guy, right?
Well, you know,
He's a cool guy.
Okay.
He's a cool guy. He tried to find Scorpius's Facebook account.
Right.
You won't find any more fun than the moments when Artorius and Karsten are at each other's throats.
Yes.
And Karsten, there's your name again.
Look at that, twice.
Oh, shit.
Twice.
Well, I think we should balance this out with our other every time mentioned name. Octavian F. Hi.
So... And since we have Fran here, and you're running for party presidency, will we have the pleasure of seeing you run for country president again?
Not anytime soon.
Okay, I'm gonna blow. I'm running
in March because I had the time in March to do it.
I'm going to drop the bomb now. Silence, please.
Adolfo is running.
You bastard! You spoiled it.
Are you running?
Yeah.
Wow.
He runs on the same principle as Octavian F.
I have some news for you.
Actually, Fram, I'm sorry. I know when to back down. That's the difference.
I have news for you.
Well, you're not running.
I'm running for country president.
You bastard!
You definitely
have war.
I'm going. I'm running at the next election.
So, Keisha, brag.
Don't go there, fam. We had an agreement, you bastard.
Adasco.
I got asked by someone who I won't name to be in their cabinet, and I said I needed time to think. And I thought about it. And I'm going to run instead.
Great.
So, Cham asked you.
I wasn't asked to be a vice president, and I'm not going to say who it was. Somebody approached me about being in a cabinet.
Since it's a surprise, it probably was Cham, guys. Hey, listeners, secrets.
I can't say because the individual wasn't 100% sure that they were going to go for it again or not.
So once again, that's sham.
No.
Maybe.
I just keep to myself. I have a hunch, but I want to share.
But this will be interesting because now I know that Adashko is running.
Yeah, no pass, no secrets in the elections.
What are we going to do now?
Well, I guess we'll just have to do voice debates.
Yeah, good idea. And me being the moderator.
No, you're DAL, sorry.
I'm your friend, you bastard.
Who cares? I wonder, you're DAL.
Here's another good question, though. Derek Harland is currently the Minister of Defense. I wonder if he'll run.
Well, I'd surely welcome it, because he'd spoil your chances in the DAL.
I have some inside info on that. And
I want the DAL vote to split. That would be so beautiful.
Do you know if he's running, Fram?
Yes.
And to all the DAL...
I'm just starting an early campaign for him.
Wow. So he is going to run.
Oh, shit. I didn't say that.
Nothing changes, he will.
To all the DAL people that are listening to this podcast, I'm not always serious about the DAL jokes. I really like you guys.
Adashko is just saying that because he looked behind him and he saw the army of, what you call them? Two clickers?
Robots.
He saw Borgs. The behind him.
Borg. We'll DALIQ or something like that.
It's going to be an interesting race. You know, and obviously, I will need to seek the nomination of the DAL. And if Derek Harland is running, it will be a very interesting attempt to try and secure a nomination. But you know what? I'm a patient guy. If not the next one, I'll just wait for another opportunity and we'll do it all again. I'm in no rush.
Well, cool. Yeah. And now to another topic.
I think we run out of topics.
I think we're on to
We're close. Never out of topics.
So, let's just improvise. Octavian F.
Not again. We've been over that.
We talked about him for a minute.
Craig Norman's bomb on Acacia's show. That's a good topic.
Should we talk about Craig Norman for a minute?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, let me just... I'm keeping track of what we're talking about and the times in which we're talking about them, so I can put it in the article so people know... So let me just see what I can figure out here. Carry on, guys.
Okay, this will be cut out.
Yep, no, I'm right here just taking a note for myself to mark down when we're going to start discussing Craig Norman. Yeah, he dropped him. You know what? Well, anyway, I don't, not that I mind. I mean, to be honest with you, I wasn't bothered by it or anything, but it certainly was a bit of a surprise. And it's interesting when you're doing an interview like that and you have some questions in mind, and then somebody just out and out says that to you, you kind of question, so what do I ask now? I mean, it just kind of changed, kind of stopped me there for a second.
Listen to that podcast.
Well, you know what? I have an invitation to Craig Norman. If you're going to be in Europe somewhere in June or July, I don't remember exactly when, Warsaw is hosting the Europe Pride Festival 2010, the biggest gay festival in Europe. So come on in.
Listen to that podcast. Can you share some info with me?
Well, Craig, you didn't listen to Acacia's podcast?
I, no.
You missed my ECBC Radio 1 interview with Craig Norman.
Yeah, it's the one ECBC Radio podcast.
You didn't even have to listen to all of it. You just had to listen to the beginning. It was just a big bomb.
I didn't have time. I was going to the doctor.
Shut up.
I asked Craig Norman. The whole thing came about because I asked Craig Norman what the fascination was with the Doogie Howser. What's his name? Doogie Howser.
Neil Patrick Harris.
Thank you. The fascination there. And he said, well, it's, you know, he's in a television program I really like, and da-da-da-da-da, and by the way, he's also gay, and so am I.
That's all news.
Correct phrasing was, and I'm also openly gay.
Yeah, that was it.
So I think that's he's a great news. Representative for our people.
Again, that's all news.
Okay, that impression was...
gay from whatever.
That impression was totally evil from my side.
Although...
Okay, so remember... No gay jokes.
No.
We have to pretend that we're torn now.
That's right.
Considering how open Craig is, I don't think he would mind any gay jokes.
He's a very tolerant guy. He's a good guy.
He's a good guy, but I would have been like, what? If that bomb dropped on me. Dibs for you. Kudos for you, Acacia, for really doing that interview to the end, because I would just start talking about gays straight out.
You know what? It's funny. When I do these things and I do these interviews one-on-one with people, I kind of go into it with the mindset that I have no idea what the other person is going to say to me, because these are people I've never met in person, right? So it's not like when we sit down and do one of these interviews, you never really know what you're going to get. And that's just a classic example of how you need to be prepared.
By the way, Keisha, you owe me an interview.
Yes. Yes.
So you also owe me an interview.
Well, as I've said numerous
times. Except there are no pants, no secrets, sometime.
I agree.
This weekend, call it even.
I agree. You know, and if you are truly running a Dash School, we will do an ECBC radio interview for you and give you an opportunity to discuss your platform, et cetera, et cetera. We'll do it all 60 minutes style.
Ooh, scary stuff.
Who took the ECBC radio in Chakistan?
I still have it, unless I'm told otherwise.
I see.
So Akisha's still going on with his sexy synthesizer.
I mean, the political suicide for Chucky to remove Akisha from ACBC Radio.
Well, he's the voice of Canada.
Yeah. I just taped an episode today. It's going to go up probably in the next hour and change. I did my ECBC.
Forget about it. The next hour, you do this podcast.
Oh, I will be editing this podcast to make sure it's properly formatted, et cetera, and it'll go up as well. I try to post this one in prime time when people are online and checking it out, et cetera, et cetera.
Also, who's posting this one?
Acacia is.
Okay.
Let's cut that out, though. We sound so unprofessional sometimes. I mean,
I know. I'm terribly unprofessional.
Man, you're crazy, Adasco.
No, I'm just a bit mad, but we all go a bit mad sometimes, don't we?
So we're sitting at 54 minutes. We should probably start to commence our closing. This it'll probably take us a couple of minutes to get ourselves sorted out to keep us at the hour.
Okay, one more thing. We haven't talked since the Olympics ended, and what was your reaction to Crosby's goal?
Oh, baby. I
broke a vase, and I yelled my lungs out. I think that's why I got pneumonia.
Crosby got you pneumonia. That's another reason to hate him, I guess.
As soon as Crosby scored that goal, I thought to myself afterwards, somewhere, Scorpius is banging his head against the wall.
You know what? The first thing I did was went to Facebook and posted a totally ecstatic status. And I've got a few Canadian friends in Poland too. And I was like, fuck yeah. You know, I had one beer per period ratio. I was kind of bugged with overtime because I didn't have a beer for that.
You know, it was.
I had whiskey.
Beautiful. I was sitting there with my case of beer, watching the game with some friends. It was good. It was a great time. I'll tell you right now.
It was a great game. I mean, I was like falling asleep. I just looked at when I saw that shot, I thought, hey, Miller's
going to sleep. You're kidding me? How could you sleep in that game? It was amazing.
Well, I mean, I was falling asleep because I haven't slept the night before. Or two nights before because I didn't get a good sleep. That's the next night because of the game with Slovakia.
Because you're an idiot.
I mean, your mom. Now, that this is going to be really, really, really mature of me. Your mom.
Leave my mom out of it. My mom is on everybody's night table.
I like it.
Okay, but either way, I was a bit tired. I was falling asleep, but I was a bit tired. And when I saw that play, I just thought, Miller's gonna save it. I was like totally losing faith in like gold right there, because I the USA was getting momentum actually. It was kind of scary.
Did my mom tire you out?
Yeah, of course.
That's how Frem got pneumonia.
This comes from a guy who has cancer.
You see?
And how old are you, Keisha?
33.
33, and who has 43 years old? Who is 43 years old?
33 years old.
It just goes to show you that no matter how old you are,
when you're what Frem, cancer you have,
you just go into the mind of a baby.
That's right.
Yeah, but, I mean, Crosby's goal might have been a garbage goal, but it was awesome.
Hey, you know what? Like I said, it was a great goal only because it meant the Americans didn't win.
Yeah, and we got the 14th gold medal.
Yes, yes. Set a record. Beautiful.
I actually took my hockey jersey, well, my dad's hockey jersey to school the next day.
Nice.
Everybody laughed at me, but I didn't give a damn.
Doesn't matter. I'd be patient.
Does that count?
What?
It all counts.
The next day after the Can USA game, I installed the NHL 2009 and started playing like a lunatic.
Well, NHL 2009 is funny, but it sucks.
Yeah.
I mean, I have
somewhere to play you.
I mean, okay, the last off-topic thing. If I can get 67 shots a game with the Edmonton Oilers, something is wrong.
You know, the problem is right there that you're the Edmonton Oilers. I'm sorry. Should have been the Calgary Flames.
You know what? I'm just going to punch you through my monitor. You know, you don't have to laugh at the fact that Edmonton is last in the NHL and stuff. Dude, you're a Leafs fan, honestly.
Yes, it's true. But you see, I'm used to my team sucking. I've gotten used to it over the years.
See, and I still see that last Stanley Cup run.
That's okay.
Fuck the guy who injured Rolison. I mean, fuck him.
Yeah, to hell with him. That's okay. You can be a Calgary Flames fan, too.
No, but I do like Jerome McGinley.
I bet you like him even better in Oilers uniform.
Yeah, sure. You know, I'd even like Crosby in an Oilers uniform.
I would like Crosby in a Leafs uniform, but I don't see that happening anytime soon.
Oh, yeah. Dear. You know, the most impossible thing, Ovechkin in an Oilers uniform.
Oh, dear. That's, yeah. Well, so we covered a lot of material today. We got through the presidential elections. We talked about J.B. DeVinis. We talked about King Amadeus, a.k.a.
We've Banach.
Banana. Banana. Blah.
Banach. Wow. Banach. The Polish guy.
Not Banach. Banach. Yeah. The party president elections. Adashko has announced that he's running for country president. We got through quite a bit. Oh, yeah, of course, we talked about Octavian F. and Craig Norman, because really no podcast is complete unless we talk about Octavian F. and Craig Norman. Sorry about that, folks. We had a bit of a technical snafu, but we are all back, your three favorite amigos, and we'll continue with our closing. And as I said, we covered a fair bit of material.
Arriva, arriva.
We covered a fair bit of material in today's session, so I think we'll start to wind things up and leave something for the next term, as I just finished saying that no podcast is complete unless we talk about Octavian F., Craig Norman, and of course, we have to mention Karsten Skaries a couple of times, and we managed to do all three, so congratulations, gentlemen.
Yes, thank you. Arriva, arriva, and go home.
Thank you, Canada. Till next time.
And Fran, good luck with your girlfriend. I mean,
what?
Good luck with your girlfriend.
Fuck you.
I thought she'd dump you after hearing what she did to you.
I sent her home before. I took precautions.
Oh, you bastard.
Oh, she's not there?
No.
I was going to ask her to do the closing.
Ah. You have to bring her on one day, fam.
We'll think about it.
We promise no sexist jokes. No, you're
not. That is even possible.
Jokes.
Like, that's even possible.
All right, gentlemen.
I know why her dad hates you, Fran. You sent her home now, and he probably had some plans.
Plans like?
I don't know. Watch a movie, drink a beer.
We watched the movie and drank some wine.
Yeah, but her dad may have some.
Her plan. Dad would have killed me if I kept her till, what, 10 p.m. in my home.
Oh, if you so you saved yourself from her dad.
Yes.
Okay, enough about Fram's girlfriend's dad. We are signing off right now. Sorry for us being total morons, but we missed each other. So
at least we are trying to sign off.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Good night, Canada.
Yeah, good night. And remember about the sexy synthesizer here. Say one more word, Acacia.
Good night, Canada. Voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir?
I knew it.
Fram applauds.
Good night.
Good night.
And good luck.